This is Northwest Public Broadcasting. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. Thanks for joining this station. When you're thirsty and you need a glass of water, you probably just go to the kitchen and turn on your sink, right? You probably don't think about all that it takes to make that water safe to drink. And WPB's Lauren Gallup did not either until an old Tacoma paper mill closed down, and then she started to think about it a lot. Here's Lauren with the story.
Last August, I was on the phone with Scott Dewhurst to talk about the West Rock paper mill closing. Scott is the superintendent for Tacoma Water, and the mill was the utility's biggest customer. And he told me,
"We're trying to maintain water quality, so we want to make sure that the customer sees no downside impact to this at all."
He says with the mill closed, the water might be sitting in the system for longer, and that can affect water quality. See, the thing is, we add chlorine to water to make it safe. That's done during water treatment, and then water travels through a system of pipes and reservoirs before it comes out of your kitchen tap. That takes time, and as water is moving, the chlorine is getting used up. Here's the important stuff. The farther away your kitchen sink is from where the chlorine goes in, the less chlorine will be in your water. Derek Pell with the Department of Health tells us why that matters.
If the water sits in the pipe for a long time, the available chlorine is all used up, and it no longer provides that second barrier of protection against biological contaminants.
What Pell is saying here is when the protection of chlorine goes away, bad things, diseases like fecal coliform and E. coli, can thrive in the water. Those can make people sick. So how do we know if there's enough chlorine? One guy that might have some answers is Kelly Cooper. He's a water quality specialist, kind of a jack of all trades for Tacoma Water. He drives around to different neighborhoods testing the water quality.
So all my samples kind of have a story to them, you know, like for instance, your chlorine's going to tell you, hey, we have a chlorine residual in the system. And that kind of, you know, guarantees that there's, you know, that the water's still safe and sterile.
Cooper has a system. First, he sterilizes everything, including the tap that he takes the sample from, with a blowtorch. Then he collects his sample to see how much chlorine is in the water by adding a solution that reacts with the chlorine, turning the water pink.
So if you didn't see it pink, you'd be like, what's going on? But that pink is the reaction with the chlorine, and that means that chlorine is there and available to fight anything that was in the water.
Cooper places the water in a machine that tells him how much chlorine is there. He gets a reading of 0.84 parts per million. That's less than 10 cups of bleach in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And that's a good number. If something was wrong, Tacoma Water says they would know. The utility has ranked high for water quality nationwide. But what does the utility do if there's not enough chlorine in the system? First, they can flush out water to bring new water in from farther up the system. Here's Craig Downs. He oversees all the treatment and monitoring that goes into making Tacoma Water safe.
So if we start to see chlorine reducing in certain areas, we can focus some of the dead end flushing in that area to just freshen up the water.
They can also add more chlorine. That could take a couple of hours or a couple of days to get to your house. The worst case scenario would be if they found a bacteria, like fecal coliform or E. coli. If that were to happen, which Down says never has in the time he's worked for Tacoma Water, the utility would issue a boil water advisory while they figure out the problem. Something to think about the next time you turn on your tap. In Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.